If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Chawidar, guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have started a series of discussions on some of the jurisprudential laws related to qadha, prayers, based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, and we'd like to continue along the same line in this episode too. Sheikh Javid, an individual, you know, has parents who have passed away, but the thing is they have some missed prayers incumbent on them, right? Or the qadha prayers incumbent on to offer. Well, is it necessary that that individual gives the qadha prayers, you know, themselves, or they're allowed to hire someone instead?
Well, obviously, it is always permissible to hire someone if, for example, you don't make time to offer the qadha prayers, or maybe you do not. You think that your pronunciation may not be as good as it is recommended. Well, in that case, it's good to require to hire a trusted person, preferably an alim. And pay him for the prayer he offers on behalf of one's parents. And if the children want to perform the qadha of the prayers of their parents, it's also very good. They can do so, and according to Islamic Sharia, it is necessary on the eldest son, not the eldest child, on the eldest son, who is alive and not dead. It is necessary for that eldest son to take action to perform the qadha of his father, and also his mother, as a measure of obligatory precaution.
Right. Sheikh Javid, is it permissible to sell the deceased person's property to hire someone in order to offer the qadha of their prayers?
Well, it is, for example, permissible to sell 1/3 of his property. Mm-hmm. Okay, for example, if a deceased person, has got, let's say, a property worth 3 million, so the eldest son has the right of discretion, okay, over only 1/3 of that property. Which he can use to hire someone and for the qadha of the prayers. Now, if he wants to use money in excess of the 1/3, okay, like he wants to use 2 million out of 3 million, so in that case, he should obtain the permission and consent of all the heirs. Without their consent, it's not permissible to use the money in excess of 1/3 of the property or asset.
A quick question. The person has to be deceased that a religious scholar or someone is hired to offer the qadha prayers of that individual, right?
Sure, yes.
We can do it for a living person.
Never, never.
Yes.
Yeah. For example, if a person is... Okay, let's also understand that there are some obligatory duties which a living person cannot undertake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, you want to perform Hajj and you cannot because you are incapacitated.
Right.
But you have the money and the resources to hire someone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in that case, you can do so.
I see.
But when it comes to fasting, prayer, of course, fasting is not obligatory for a person who is ailing, who is sick, who is bedridden.
Right.
Okay. When it comes to prayer, the prayer is not missed under any circumstances.
Right.
So he must pray. And of course, as long as he's alive, no one can pray on mm-hmm. his behalf.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break. And we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, yeah, Allah. Guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And Shacho, with our guest speaker, the topic we're still talking about is qadha, prayers, jurisprudential laws, or some of these jurisprudential laws, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Sheikh Javid, if a person is hired to offer someone's prayer or prayers, do they have to mention the deceased person's particulars or characteristics when making the niyyah of the qadha prayers?
Well, a person who has been hired to offer prayers for the deceased person does not need to identify that individual by mentioning his names, by mentioning his father's names or whatever, or as you mentioned, characteristics, okay? And it is actually sufficient if he identifies him in general terms.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a person who is hired for the prayer of two people, if he intends to pray for the dead person, he is hired first, it is sufficient. If he says, okay, I'm going to offer the qadha of prayer of that person who first hired me, so it's sufficient. And of course, the niyyah is not necessary to verbally mention, to pronounce it. Just if you pass through your mind and you have it in your heart or mind, that's enough.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, Shachavit, if you hire the person actually to offer the qadha prayers of a deceased person and it is not mentioned in their agreement, could that hired individual choose not to recite the recommended acts within
yes.
their prayers, such as adhan and iqama and qunut?
Yeah, of course. If there's no such agreement stipulating that the hired person
yes.
or the person who we call ajir in Arabic, he can choose not to offer, not to recite or pronounce the adhan and iqama because they are not obligatory, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the qunut can also be
omitted,
left out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not obligatory. But okay, if such agreement is made, for example, if the person who hires an alim says that the qadha prayer should be offered in a jama'at, in a congregational prayer,
mm-hmm.
it's necessary for him, if he accepts,
right.
it's necessary for him to comply with the agreement.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Javid. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. The topic is still some of the jurisprudential laws related to Qadha prayers based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with Sheikh Javed. Sheikh Javed, is it necessary that the hired person to offer the Qadha prayers of another a deceased person's prayers. Does that individual, or is it necessary that the individual is of the same sex as the deceased person?
Well, being of the same sex is not a condition for performing the prayers of the deceased. In other words, a man can perform the prayers of a woman, and a woman can perform the prayers of a man. Whether he is, for example, the son, or maybe a hired person. Now, a hired person actually has to act according to his duty. If she is a woman, she cannot, let's say, she cannot recite the zikr of the prayers in loud voice in the presence of non-mahram men.
Mm-hmm, I see. Sheikh Javed, we know that some of the prayers need to be offered loudly and some of them quietly or slowly, right?
Yes.
And that happens with, for example, morning prayers that need to be actually, recited basically loudly.
Yes.
And not quietly. So, is it necessary or obligatory for the hired agent to act according to this law?
Well, obviously, according to all religious scholars, and it's a matter of consensus, the agent must fulfill. The agent must act according to what is his duty and his obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he is a man, he must, and he is offering the Fajr prayer, he must, of course, perform the prayer and recite the Hamd and Surah loudly.
Right.
Not in a whispering voice, okay? And if she is a woman, she cannot recite it loudly in the presence of a non-mahram. But, of course, if there is no non-mahram and she is, for example, in a room, or maybe in the presence of her mahram relatives, of course, she can also recite the Hamd and Surah of the Fajr prayer and Maghrib Isha prayer in a loud voice.
I see. Well, is the mother's Qadha prayers or fast obligatory on the eldest son only?
Well, this is a very important question, because this is a matter of dispute.
Right.
And some of the scholars differ in their opinions, mm-hmm, with some other scholars.
Right.
Like His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei and many other scholars, as far as I know, are of the view that the obligatory precaution is that the eldest son should also offer the qaza of his mother's prayer. Okay. But some other scholars, like, for example, Ayatollah Sistani, is of the view that it's not necessary, though it is good. It's mm-hmm. good. It's better to offer the qaza of one's mother's prayers. Okay, mm-hmm. In the event that one does not do, he is not a sinner. He's not to blame, okay, because it's not basically obligatory. But other scholars, of course, have exercised precaution, and they have said that it is necessary for the eldest son to offer the qaza of his mother's prayers as an obligatory precaution.
Is that the case with the father's qaza prayers?
No, there's no, actually, ihtiyat, there's no precaution with regards to the prayers of the father.
Mm-hmm.
All the scholars have explicitly stated that the father's prayers and other duties are obligatory, wajib, on him, and this is a fatwa
on the eldest son.
On the eldest son,
right?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed, and thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن.